a quick podcast update about the food shortages and diesel shortages in the timeline for when the oblivious masses are going to start seeing that happen. Because that's a tipping point for society. Because until that day comes, the masses can always say, oh, you're a doom and gloomer. What are you talking about? That's a conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. But when the food vanishes and they can't get fuel or they can't get deliveries, suddenly it's real. You know, suddenly they panic and freak out and they can't figure out why their worldview has been shattered. And that's coming for a whole lot of people this year in 2022. But I want to back up. Let's go to the beginning of 2021, to the very end of 2020, when the vaccine came out, the COVID vaccine. And then in sort of the spring of 2021, lots of people were getting the vaccine. And we were already getting a lot of reports of the early side effects and the blood clots and the deaths and, you know, all the people wondering, where is Tiffany Dover and all these questions. There were a lot of people dying, but it wasn't, you know, the masses dying. And I remember hearing from people who would ask me questions like, well, where are all the dead people? You know, you're talking about how these vaccines are dangerous, but all the people I know aren't dying. That was kind of the summer of 2021. Well, those same people are now telling me things like, quote, oh, everybody I know who took the vaccine is either sick or in the hospital or dead, right? It went from where are all the dead people to, oh my God, everybody who's vaccinated is sick or dead. But it just took time. See, and that's what we got to realize is that the things that I report are things that are coming. They're not here yet, but we can see. Because we understand that it takes time for things to happen. It takes time to grow crops. It takes time to transport fertilizer. It takes time to build energy infrastructure. All right, so if we understand the dynamics of time and cause and effect and how food works and energy and international trade and all these things, then we can make some very, very accurate projections, which is what we've been doing here at Natural News. And across the independent media, we've all been making very accurate projections about what's coming. I mean, just look at InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Alex Jones has been right again and again and again. He's been ahead of the curve by decades in some cases. He was talking about the New World Order and the digital global currency in like 2002, you know? I mean, he was way ahead of the curve. So we do know what's coming, but the masses won't believe it until it hits them. So just as the vaccine damage and deaths took time to kick in, the food scarcity is also going to take time, but not much time, not much longer, because towards the end of May and in June, we're going to start getting the crop yield reports. The USDA will probably try to bury those reports because they're going to be catastrophic. We already know this because we've heard from so many farmers about the fact that they're not planting as many crops as they usually did, or that they're applying a lot less fertilizer. This is being done on a nationwide basis too. Brazil, for example, is using, I believe, 25% less fertilizer per acre. Well, they're going to get basically 25% lower yields or something close to that. And this is happening across every country in the world right now because of the price and the scarcity of fertilizer. So since we know that if you don't fertilize the crops, you don't get as many crops, you know, your yields go down, then we can make some forward-looking statements about what's going to happen this fall. And if you listen to all of us who are experts in the food industry and who look at cycles, and I'm thinking about the Ice Age farmer and David Dubine and myself, and I don't know who, but there are a few others who are really paying attention to this food situation, you'll find that we are all sounding the alarm over the fall of 2022. So we're talking maybe September, October, November timeframe, okay? So let's just call it October. So before Halloween, you're going to see food scarcity in America, where food, and not just infant formula, is missing from grocery store shelves. And food prices by that time could be up another 50% from where they are right now. And by the end of the year, they'll probably be double what they were at the beginning of the year. But the scarcity is what's going to freak people out. You know, at some level, people can handle price increases because there's a lot of willingness by state and national government to hand out money. Like, oh, here, have this stimulus money. Here's a debit card with some credit for food. You know, people can always beg for more money, essentially. But when the scarcity hits, it doesn't matter how much money you have. The food just isn't there because you can't print food, even though you can print money, right? But you can't print food. So that's when people will really begin to panic. And I think that panic will start to set in around October, maybe earlier, but certainly by Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh my gosh. By Christmas, we're not only going to be suffering under extreme food shortages, well, we're also going to have more rolling blackouts, and Western Europe is going to be suffering under energy scarcity because they won't have the natural gas to run the power grid to heat their homes and businesses and keep their cities running. And that's going to last throughout the entire winter of 22 and 23 to the point where the GDP of countries like Germany or Poland or Hungary could fall by, you know, what, 20, 25%. I mean, we're talking a catastrophic collapse of their economic activity. And those are not outlandish numbers. You lose natural gas, you start having rolling blackouts all over the place, your GDP just plummets. And we're also being warned, by the way, even by the Wall Street Journal here in the United States, that the U.S. is going to suffer rolling blackouts this summer due to hot days and air conditioning and lack of coal and lack of coal-burning power plants because they've all been shut down. Well, I mean, not all, but lots of them have been shut down. So what I'm saying really is that we've got this temporary buffer time right now. This is the time before the panic. And this is the time when you can still stock up on groceries. Oh, and I've got a really great food preservation tip that I just discovered recently, how to take all the oxygen out of large barrels full of food. Yeah, I got something to share with you on that. I'm going to do a video on that, but it works great. You can literally suck all the oxygen out of a large barrel, like a 55-gallon drum full of food. And I learned this because I was trying to figure out how to kill all the bugs that were in the rice that I inherited from the Health Ranger store because the rice, you know, because it's organic, it's not full of poison. So we had this large lot of 1,000 pounds. Well, I guess that's not a large lot. We had 1,000 pounds of rice and the bugs started coming out. And so we couldn't sell it. It all came to me. And then I spent a little over a week trying to figure out how do I kill all these bugs and save this rice? Well, I figured it out. And it's crazy simple and it absolutely works. It just pulls all the oxygen out and the bugs die. And then you can pick them out later. I mean, I can. We're not selling that rice, so it doesn't involve you. But for me, I'm like, hey, I'm saving the rice. I'll pick out the bugs later. I don't care. Because I'll wash the rice before I cook it. I don't want to waste 1,000 pounds of certified organic lab-tested rice just because there's a few bugs crawling around. So I figured out how to save it. But anyway, that's beside the point. People are going to flip out when they don't have food and when the fuel is being rationed and when they can't get deliveries. They're going to flip out. They're going to lose their cool, we'll say. They're going to lose their cool or lose their minds. And society is going to break down. And that's going to happen probably. You're going to see a lot of that before the midterm elections. The elections might not even take place. There's still a plan to try to cancel those elections. But keep all of this in mind, folks, because what I'm telling you is real. There's a 100% chance that this is going to happen because there's no magical way to create food out of thin air. You have to actually grow it, and which means you have to plant it, and the planting has not happened. So this is already baked in. This cannot be stopped. The food panic, the food scarcity, the civil unrest, it's 100% going to happen. And it's going to happen in the second half of this year in the United States. So get prepared now while you can. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.